The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM. Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
And normally we talk about something that's in the news. Yesterday we were talking about the water crisis, you know, something that needs our attention. And then we found out that today is International Frozen Dead Guy Day.
And no, it is celebrated this weekend.
That's not a joke. International Frozen Dead Guy Day. Wat op aarde gaan aan?
Have you ever heard of cryonics, Rob?
It's that thing where if you're really, really rich and then something happens to you and then they freeze your body.
Exactly.
So that one day in the future you will come back.
Exactly. And that is why this day and this weekend is being celebrated.
I feel like celebrating is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
I mean, look, it's become like a very big thing in Colorado, right? So there is a guy from Norway. They call him Grandpa Brado.
Yeah.
So when he died, he was a very big... hy was groot aanhanger van hierdie praktyk. En toe sy kinders gesê, ons gaan hom vries totdat hy eendag weer... Levendig gemaakt kan word. So,
cool.
Let me tell you this, right? So this is being, his body is in like a massive cylinder, because that's where they keep the bodies. They keep the body in a massive cylinder, and the cylinder is on display in a hotel in Colorado.
Stop it. Stop it.
It is in the freeze room of the hotel from the movie The Shining.
No.
Yes.
You're making that up.
I promise you this is the truth, and that is where the Museum of Cryonics is. So you can, at $20 per person, go on a tour in this museum and see the cylinder in that specific hotel.
The guy who passed away, who they've frozen.
Yes.
$20 a... I mean, you got to pay for your storage somehow, I suppose.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people who do this. But look, it's not only... Let's also give a bit of information. Because it's not only if you want to wake up from the dead at some point.
Yeah.
They also use this for, you know, for in vitro or for...
Yes.
Those kind of things.
IVF, or stem cells.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's good in the fights against rhino poaching and, you know.
It's a very useful technology. I'm not mocking the technology
so.
At all.
But
I just
this
like.
This weekend, imagine.
I find it fascinating that rich people, you know, they'll do anything.
And then that's not all. So this weekend attracts a lot of attention. People go to these areas, and then they have things like a coffin race. So they're all dressed up. They're all dressed up like Frankenstein, and then they have coffin races, and they say, oh man, I wish I could tell people
Halloween?
What your face look like now. You should see your face now, Rob. It's glorious.
I'm just, okay, so International Frozen Dead Guy Day. The hotel from The Shining has the tube that you can pay $20 and go and have a look at this bra, who is frozen now, and then hopefully one day someone will work out how to, I don't know, bring him back from the dead, fix what's wrong with him.
This is what they think. They think this, and I've been trying to get a hold of people to speak about this, but people are kind of trying to keep their distance. But it is a big thing, and you know what? It's not only old people; it's very young people.
Yeah,
so like,
sure.
The youngest person that is in this process is a 2-year-old girl from Thailand, and both her parents are doctors. And she had cancer that they couldn't cure. And so a lot of people are keeping their loved ones in this way with the hope that maybe the technology will advance to such an extent that you can bring them back.
I understand that hope. Like, I think that's fundamental to being a human being. You know, you would love to spend more time with and see your loved ones again. And I've definitely read enough articles about this. There are definitely, you know, peeps who are like, oh, I just want to see the future. I want to come back and see where we've gone and what we've done. And hopefully by the time I'm back, you know, we will have, I don't know, invented little nano robots that live in your blood and fix you continuously and you can live forever. At what point, though, is enough enough? Like, I'll be honest with you. I would be quite excited if technology advanced enough in our lifetimes that I could do, like, I don't know, 120.
Yeah, might be fun. Then when you can see something like that.
With a good quality of life, 120. But like... Would you really want to be 1,000 or 2,000?
Imagine waking up from that.
Or never having to die because you live in a computer simulation like The Matrix, like they've uploaded your... You know, like, I mean, this is the thing. there are people out there legitimately pouring a lot of money into making sci-fi real. And this is the very like beginpunt van allei goed. Ek weet net nie of ek sou wil nie.
I read somewhere that there are 500 people currently doing this.
Yeah.
And the waiting list is 4,000.
That's still not a lot of people, I imagine, because it costs a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is thousands of dollars if you want to do this. But yeah, we will see. So there's also this thing where they're saying the way that they do it is also very interesting. It doesn't freeze you. It just cools everything down incredibly well so that the body tissue stays preserved.
Mm.
But also the neuro paths also stay reserved. But then what happens if you wake that up?
Yeah, I mean, at some point someone is going to have to try and wake someone up and see what's going to happen. I think the whole experience is going to be wild, to be honest. But there you go. If you've been looking for a niche holiday, if a trip to Durban or Cape Town is not enough for you, you can go and stay at the Shining Hotel, pay $20, and go and check out a Oom Gefries in a tube.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.